With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A ceasefire, but still a lot of questions.
Iran, the United States, and Israel say they have reached a temporary ceasefire in the war that swept across the Middle East. But there are big questions that still remain. Top of mind is the Strait of Hormuz, the narrow mouth of the Persian Gulf through which 20% of crude oil and natural gas passes in peacetime. Iran insists that its military is still going to control access through the strait, and we've heard from one diplomat that says Iran and Oman, whose territorial waters form the strait, would still be collecting fees from passing ships. This is a big departure from what it had been before. The world largely considers the strait an international waterway that should be free for all.
Correspondent John Gambrell reporting that now elsewhere, Israel has intensified its attacks on Hezbollah in Lebanon, killing more than 180 terrorists. And a different look at the war.
On the heels of the ceasefire agreement, the president said there will be no enrichment of uranium by Iran. He wrote online that the U.S. would remove any nuclear dust from the bomb sites of last summer's military strikes. Retrieving the material could be very difficult, and it remains to be seen what the United States would do with any enriched uranium that is removed. The president also said his administration will be discussing tariff and sanctions relief with Iran. Greg Clugston, Washington.
U.S. authorities say a Guatemalan man pleading guilty in federal court to a felony offense stemming from the crash of a human smuggler's truck in Mexico that killed more than 50 migrants 5 years ago. Alex Ovechkin says he's waiting until the end of the Capitals season to decide whether he's calling it a career or maybe coming back for one more season. NHL's career goal-scoring champ has been peppered with a lot of questions in the last couple of weeks. This is SRN News. Victory for religious freedom in Texas. More from correspondent Michael Harrington.
A lawsuit filed by a mosque in Plano aimed at preventing street preaching has been dismissed. The Epic Islamic Center filed suit over members of Heritage Grace Community Church gathering on nearby public property to hand out gospel tracts and Bibles to people heading toward the mosque. The plaintiffs point out in court that they were set up 500 feet away from the Islamic Center with a strip mall between them and the building. Michael Harrington reporting.
Education Department terminating Biden-era agreements reaching with five school districts and a college aimed at promoting transgenderism. Decision means the Trump administration will no longer play a role in enforcing those agreements, which call for schools to hide students' gender identity from their parents and use preferred pronouns. Department issued a statement saying the administration is removing the unnecessary burdens. This is SRN News. A guilty plea in a serial case that baffled police for many years.
Rex Heuermann pleads guilty to murdering eight women in the Gilgo Beach killings. The Long Island architect entered the plea Wednesday in a courtroom packed with his family, victims, relatives, and reporters. Heuermann's decision brings finality to a case that went unsolved for years and spawned true crime documentaries, podcasts, and a Hollywood movie. Authorities say Heuermann killed the women over a 17-year span. Many of them were sex workers whose deaths received little attention until their remains were found buried together along an isolated Long Island Beach highway. At Criminal Court on Long Island, I'm Julie Walker.
Three former employees of a privately operated psychiatric hospital in Washington have been charged with criminal negligence, that and the death of a patient. More details, SRNNews.com.